The Pennsylvania Resources Council will host a one-day household chemical collection event Saturday, August 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Concurrent Technologies in Johnstown, giving you an opportunity to safely dispose of a wide variety of materials. With us is Sarah Alessi-O'Shea. She is the Collections Events Manager for the Pennsylvania Resources Council. Sarah, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell our audience why we have events such as these.
So a lot of the material that we're collecting at the event on Saturday is what's called household hazardous waste. So things like household cleaners, maybe old gasoline, some pesticides, you know, leftovers, some paint that you have. And they're just things that either some of them can actually be reblended and recycled, like other paints and maybe some fuels. And other ones, they shouldn't go to a regular landfill just because of what's in them. Mm-hmm. And so properly disposing them through this collection event kind of ensures that they're safely disposed of in a more responsible manner than putting them out in your curbside trash.
Is there a fee, and are there specific guidelines that people should look for as they show up to this event?
The event has changed from past years, and it really focuses around the issues brought about and safety requirements brought about by COVID concerns.
Sure.
One of the first things that is different this year and past years, you're required by the PADEP to do registration. So people can go to our website, which is prc.org, or they can call a phone number and they can register for a time slot. What that gives them is just a 15-minute window of time. You know, they can be a couple minutes early, a couple minutes late, no big deal. But just it kind of helps us meter traffic into the events and make sure that there's not too large of a gathering at the event site. So that's the first kind of thing that's new and different from the past. The other difference that we have this year is our charge is different. This year it is a per vehicle charge. It's a flat $20 fee for the event. And that will pretty much cover what you could fit in a regular sized car trunk. We do upcharge for oversized loads. So, you know, if you're pulling in with a pickup truck that's filled, the whole back filled, or, you know, your kind of car is filled trunk and into the back seat or something, then there might be a small upcharge for you on that. But mostly it's changed to that $20 flat fee. Other things that we're taking this year that are outside that flat fee, we are taking fire extinguishers this year. They're $12 each, so they're a little more expensive, but we're happy to take them in and dispose of them properly. And then we are taking liquid mercury, which is $15 a pound. And all this information is at our website at prc.org for people, or they can call us if they have questions.
And the Pennsylvania Resources Council, for those who don't know, Sarah, what is the organization all about?
Yeah, we're a statewide environmental nonprofit organization. We have an office in Pittsburgh, PA, and one outside of Philadelphia. Our big focus is resource conservation, waste reduction work, mm-hmm. and that kind of runs the gamut from doing collection events like these and for electronics and making sure that, you know, and even glass actually, that making sure that specific items, instead of having them end up in a landfill, that they're getting returned into the kind of the circular economy. Other things that we do include education on how to backyard compost, how to install a rain barrel, but it all kind of stems off of trying to reduce the waste that we're generating here in the Commonwealth of PA.
So if people have any general questions, they want to become better educated on the subject matter, the website, phone, provide answers to those questions?
Yeah, people can check our website. They can give us a call at our office, and we'd be happy to direct them, even if it is, we're based in Pittsburgh, but we do have a database for the state of different information that we can assist people, you know, if they have a question and they live. I live, you know, in Cambria County, and I have this, you know, who can I reach out to?
Yeah.
And we're happy to assist, you know, in that. But yeah, that's our ultimate goal, is to kind of educate and motivate a lot of the population in Pennsylvania to think about the waste they're generating and how they can reduce it or divert it from local landfills.
And so the one-day household chemical collection event, which is happening at Concurrent Technologies.
Give us a call or go online to pre-register. The fee is the $20 flat fee. We do have some safety procedures that we put in place this year just around COVID. We're requesting folks to put their items in their car trunk or truck bed, if possible, just to keep it out of the cab of their car. if you have an SUV, you know, put it in the very back. That way the unloaders can kind of keep that 6 feet distance. We are requesting folks, if you can, you know, to bring exact change or check. And then we ask everybody to, you know, remain in their vehicle at all times. And if they can, please wear a face mask when speaking to staff. So it's kind of a different set of circumstances this year, but we're happy that we're able to still provide the service despite all what's going on.
Well, Sarah, with this event and also other events that are going on throughout the state at different times, I know how busy you are, and I greatly appreciate you granting us this time to talk to you today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you allowing us to kind of spread the word about the event and let people know it's happening.
Sarah Leslie O'Shea, keep doing the great work you're doing.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.